Hello, Ken. It's Steve Keats from Fire on the Mountain Radio from State University of New York at Old Westbury, OWWR. You know, we do our Grateful Dead jam band show, and every year we get a chance to talk to you about upcoming Gathering of the Vibe. So thanks for the time today.
Absolutely, Steve.
Hey, so what do we got? We got about kickoff is July 30th?
July 31st.
July 31st. I guess I might get there early. You can't get there too early. We're all pretty excited, Ken, for this year's show. Looks like you put together quite an eclectic show with a lot of new bands, which is kind of fun. You know, I thought I'd start the questions with, you know, what's new for this year?
Well, you know, we got as you'd mentioned, quite a number of new artists that are going to be with us, you know, first time for Widespread Panic and Edward Sharp and John Fogerty and Slightly Stupid, and the list goes on in terms of the lineup. You know, in terms of the physical layout and how everything is structured, it's pretty similar. You know, we've got a good model down that people like. That people like and enjoy, and I don't
want to
mess with it.
Everybody has a good time, and we know it was a big success last year. You know, one thing I noticed is Thursday, which was always, you know, kind of a getting into the groove day, settling in, you've packed the schedule with, Ryan Montblow early and getting Strange Folk right away and Rusted Root, which is probably a band you've had before over the years, on the Green Vibe stage.
Yeah, you know, I mean, on the main stage, you know, Ryan, Strange Folk, and Dark Star, that's kind of been a staple for the last couple of years.
Okay, and then, but putting in White Denim, which is getting a lot of play on the radio, and Rusted Root.
They are. I like those guys, man. So it's, we're kicking off strong and maintaining right through, so... definitely important that everybody pace themselves for the long weekend.
Well, I think the another new thing I see for this year's schedule is that anyone who sleeps late on Friday is going to miss out on what is one of the most exciting bands with Twiddle at 11 a.m.
Yeah, kicking it off, man. Those guys are awesome.
Twiddle on the main stage, right? So who's going to...
On the main, yeah.
Who's going to go wake them up, right?
They'll be up. We'll make sure that we've got somebody to rattle their cages and get the blood pumping.
And, you know, I know the folks who listen to Fire on the Mountain Radio are pretty excited for the return of Keller. He didn't get too far away, right? And with Grateful Grass, which you can't do much better than that.
On Jerry's birthday.
That's a winner. And then, you know, for our under 25-year-old yuppie listeners, I like to see you could tell me, give me other examples, but the cross-pollination with Coachella, with Trombone Shorty. You know, Trombone was at Coachella this year.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw those clips. He I guess he's always at the New Orleans Fest, right?
Yeah, no, Jazz Fest. I went to Jazz Fest this time, first time in a long time, and saw Shorty at, I think, three or four different venues over a three-day period. So, he's just phenomenal.
And we're hearing a lot, you know, on my show I occasionally will play some, I think John Fogerty played a few times with Jerry, right?
He did, yeah, a number of times.
And so is he popping up on other shows, or did you reach out for Fogerty because you like the Jerry connection?
I reached out to John because he's a fantastic performer. I mean, he's playing, you know, tons of Creed and stuff, and, you know, I've seen him live a number of times, and I tell you, his vocals and his guitar work and his band is just, they're exceptional.
Someone said one of his kids is playing with him, too?
I'm not sure. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, some of my friends saw him over at the Huntington, that new Huntington Theater, and he was doing great. And then, You know, you'd speak to many folks like me, but, you know, I always talk about the Talking Heads, and when I saw Lotus doing Talking Heads, I was like, thank you, Ken.
Yeah, that's, you know, one of those shows that is not to be missed. I'm excited about it, man. You know, having Lotus at kind of the electronic EDM, you know, reconstruct the music of the Talking Heads is something that on Friday night, not to be missed. That's, I'm excited about that one.
Have they done that before, or is that special?
Never.
So that's special, and then Biscuits with Mickey and Bill Kreutzmann is also a new activity.
It is. It's something. We're in uncharted territory.
Hey, vibes. That's what the vibes is all about, right?
Absolutely, man. You know, we got to try to keep mixing it up and spinning it around, and just keep it fresh. And this is something that both Lotus and the Biscuits and Billy and Mickey are really excited about talking about. You know, what set we're going to do and who's going to sit anywhere. And they're really working it out, taking it seriously, and going to do some rehearsals and come out blazing.
I think that's going to be amazing. And it looks, maybe I exaggerated the increased activity on Thursday, but Sunday you now are taking it to, you know, a new level with Mo and Ziggy and throwing Dispatch in there.
Yeah, and don't forget Maceo.
Yeah.
You know, Maceo is... I wanted to have Maceo play the vibe. Every year I called the manager, they've always had a problem because we allow taping.
Right.
And, you know, and Maceo's old school and it's not something he's ever allowed. And then finally, I just was like, come on, you know, let's do this. It's something that it'll be good for him and get his music out there, the tapers and the live music enthusiasts. And he was like, all right, let's do it. So to have Maceo on the pods is a real treat.
And Stanley Jordan, right? And that was a late breaking news story, yep. But he's going to add... You know, I think last year, I don't know why I'm drawing a blank on...
Bill Evans.
Yeah. I guess I always get confused because I don't remember which Bill Evans we're talking about, right?
Right. Bill was phenomenal last year. He sat in with Bill one of the nights, and he's going to be our artist in residency, or artist at large, He's really excited to play with a bunch of bands that he's never played with before, but the guy's got unbelievable guitar chops. I mean, he's a master.
And he's inching his way or getting more and more into the jam scene. So this, after his Gathering appearance, is going to be no doubt where he's headed.
You know, I think it's something that he enjoys the music. He enjoys the, you know... Taking it out as far as you can, and then twirling it back in, he's just unbelievably accomplished, just a phenomenal, phenomenal guitar player.
And he's not, you know, and it's not like he's been around 20 years, but it's not like he's, you know, Maceo and Evans. I was watching some Miles Davis YouTubes, and there was Bill Evans, you know.
Right.
So that was kind of fun. So are there other expansion ideas or side projects for Vibes, or are we sticking to, you know, Connecticut once a year, 4 days, amazing, best 4 days of the year approach to life?
You know, it's been a busy year. We do a lot of charity work, in these troubled economic times. You know, there's so many nonprofits that are in great need, and to be able to get an artist or a couple artists to perform for a charity auction or a charity event and raise money for those in need is something that I'm really passionate about, and that's keeping me pretty busy. But the Vibes is obviously my baby, and and looking forward to going into our 19th year.
It's amazing. And any, while we're on the radio, any charities you want to mention that we should look for and try to help out?
Yeah, I'm a member of the board of directors for an organization called Headcount.org. And Bobby Weir is also a member and board member of Headcount, Headcount's gotten huge support, from everyone from Jay-Z to, there's so many artists, Bonnie Raitt and Dave Matthews and Fish, and it's nonpartisan. It's at a time right now when Washington is so unbelievably dysfunctional that I think it's really, really important. Now is the most important time that we get out and vote, we've got these midterm elections coming in, and it's we got to get out and vote. And then whether it's you vote for the better of the two evils, that do that. If you're, if you're passionate about and support gay rights or medical marijuana or whatever, the cause is that you feel most aligned to, it's easy to go, on the internet and see which of the political figures are most aligned with those that you feel passionate about. Get out there and vote. Be heard. Be recognized. Because it's so important.
It is a great theme. For some reason I'm feeling, Ken, that I've repeated this quote to you in an earlier session, but you know what Jerry said about the lesser of two evils, right?
No, I don't, but I do remember Jerry saying, when someone interviewed him about government, and he was like, something to the effect of, I think there is a role of government in the daily lives. I think it's really important that they, pave the streets and that there are police officers around to help you if you're needed. But, for the most part, the government should be hands off. Let people be who they are and let them do what they want to do as long as they're not hurting anybody.
I think Jerry would be very much in favor of the, some of the big liberal changes happening around the country.
Absolutely. I think we all should be pleased with some of these changes. It's so important. And the only way to continue to move forward with great, meaningful progress is to be heard, is to vote, and to, be engaged in what's happening out there and make it clear that, if you don't support a candidate because of X, Y, and Z, then don't vote for him. Vote for the other guy. But get out, be heard, and register. Headcount's registered over 300,000, mostly kids, at concerts and festivals. And the cool thing about it is out of those 300,000, 82% that have registered with Headcount actually got out and voted in the general election. They're troubled times right now, but now is the time, because of all the troubles and the issues, to be heard.
But let's wrap up with two things. One, Ken, is what's so amazing about Gathering of the Vibes is whatever those troubled times are, when we take out our cooler and put the troubles in the trunk and slam it down, and then the troubles stay there from Thursday at 11 a.m. until Sunday at 9 p.m. So we appreciate everything that you do to make Gathering the Vibe so amazing.
Well, you're very welcome, and I'm on the same page with you. That's the whole idea, is to, block out all of the white noise and focus on truly what important, which is family, friends, community, and awesome tunes.
Dude, if you could figure out a way for us to have our cell phones only work for family and friends calls,
Right.
That would be great. We could use that, you know. But then again, we have iPhones, so the batteries don't last. So, Ken, it is always great to speak to you. Thanks for spending time with me, Steve Keats, at Fire on the Mountain Radio, at here at beautiful State University of New York at Old Westbury, OWWR. See you on July 31st.
Outstanding, Steve. Be well.
Thank you. See you then.
Stay in touch.
Bye.